Susanna tried to scream and could not. Tumors swelled along the black thing's sides, then burst and extruded legs. The red mark which had ridden the heel was still visible, but now had become a blob like the crimson brand on a black widow spider's belly. For that was what this thing was, a spider. Yet the baby was not entirely gone. A white excrescence rose from the spider's back. In it, Susanna could see a tiny, deformed face and blue sparks that were eyes.
What?
Mia asked, and started up on her elbows once again. Blood had begun to pour from her breast. The baby drank it, like milk, losing not a drop. Beside Mia, Sayre was standing as still as a graven image, his mouth open and his eyes bulging from their sockets. Whatever he'd expected from this birth, whatever he'd been told to expect, it wasn't this. The Detta part of Susanna took a child's vicious pleasure in the man's shocked expression. He looked like the comedian Jack Benny milking a laugh. For a moment only, Mia seemed to realize what had happened, for her face began to lengthen with a kind of informed horror and perhaps pain. Then her smile returned, that angelic Madonna's smile. She reached out and stroked the still-changing freak at her breast, the black spider with the tiny human head and the red mark on its bristly gut.
"Is he not beautiful?" she cried. "Is my son not beautiful? As fair as the summer sun?"
These were her last words. 5. Her face didn't freeze exactly, but stilled. Her cheeks and brow and throat, flushed dark with the exertions of childbirth only a moment before, faded to the waxy whiteness of orchid petals. Her shining eyes grew still and fixed in their sockets, and suddenly it was as if Susanna were looking not at a woman lying on a bed, but the drawing of a woman.